Please stand.
Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son,
Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Today is the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas Day. The appointed Old Testament reading is from Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe you will roll them up, like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.'" And from his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son who is God, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord. Remain standing if you're able for the singing of the hymn of the day, 382. Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
your brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace to you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Popular Christmas music has been ubiquitous throughout Advent, in some ways romanticizing and idealizing Christmas Day and its season, in some cases setting unreasonable and even unknown expectations of our celebrations, which expectations conflict with the reality that we experience and so leave us in some ways disappointed. For example, some of your homes undoubtedly are more decked with boughs of holly than other homes. And while you might still put on your happy, colorful, festive clothing in today's politically correct society, you probably would not say that you have donned your gay apparel. With high temperatures forecast in the 70s and 80s, we can hardly expect Jack Frost to nip at our nose, much less for snow to glisten on the lane, allow for a building of a snowman in the meadow, or provide a snowbank in which we could get upset. We never may have heard a warning bell on a bobtail ring, and perhaps due to a shortage of volunteers, at least I this year have not heard a single silver Salvation Army bell ring. Not the shoppers, but the post office, UPS, and FedEx drivers, if not AI-driven drones, rushed to our homes with our Amazon and other internet treasures. All of that is hardly like the picture prints by Currier and Ives, Norman Rockwell, or whomever we might think has succeeded them in popularizing a picturesque Christmas. Writing decades after the other evangelists, the divinely inspired St. John certainly was aware of the gospel accounts of St. Matthew, St. Mark, and St. Luke, with their content such as their respective genealogy, beginning of the gospel, and canticles. And yet in today's gospel reading, St. John the Evangelist arguably goes back before the beginning, when the Word, that is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, already was and was distinct from God the Father, but shared God the Father's divine substance, not to mention the substance of the Holy Spirit. All things were made through the Word, and in him was life that was the light of people. And when he shined that light into the darkness did not overcome or understand it. When he was in the world did not know or recognize him. Even his own people did not receive or welcome him. And that is where we can find ourselves. Like the world's own people, we by nature also are not in a right relationship with the God who created us. We are hostile to him, having been corrupted and lacking righteousness and holiness. And our sinful nature leads us to all kinds of sins of thoughts, words, and deeds. Because of our sinful nature and our actual sin, we deserve death in time and torment for eternity in hell. Apart from God's revelation to us, to some extent we would not know his commandments and so know our sin. And not at all would we know his gospel of the free forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake. Based on our fallen reason and senses, we would think Christmas was only about the kinds of things that we hear in the traditional pop songs, syrupy sentimentality and fleeting feelings. A And even if we saw a depiction of Jesus in a manger surrounded by his mother Mary and guardian Joseph, we would not see in the humble family scene the glory of the God who loved us by sending his Son so that we and all who by the Holy Spirit's leading repent and believe would not perish but have eternal life. But by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we do see the glory of that God, what we might call the greatest glory of Christmas, the Son of God born for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. The recreation of fallen humanity needed our Creator in our flesh. For all that St. John the Evangelist says about the eternal pre-existence of the Word, the key point for us on Christmas Day is that at a point in time, the Word became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us, as God was present in and manifested his glory from the Old Testament tabernacle and temple, especially in order for his faithful people to receive the forgiveness of their sins. When the Word became flesh in the Virgin Mary, we could say that the Word is now Jesus and that Jesus is the Word. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit were involved in the incarnation of God the Son, but only God the Son was incarnate in Jesus. And all of God the Son is incarnate in Jesus. That is to say, there is no part of God the Son that is not personally united with Jesus' human nature and so capable of otherwise impossible things for a human nature. More importantly, the Word needed to be Jesus in order to die for us. And Jesus needed to be the Word in order for his death to be sufficient for the sins of the world. As St. John the Evangelist makes clear later in his gospel account, Jesus is glorified particularly in his death on the cross for us. How counterintuitive. Humiliation is glory. Jesus may have been lower than the angels for a time, but as we heard in today's epistle reading, Jesus is exalted above the angels. During his earthly ministry, Jesus did miraculous signs in order to show forth his glory so his disciples would believe in him. For example, after seeing the resurrected Jesus, Thomas confessed Jesus as his Lord and God. And St. John the Evangelist wrote that he wrote about the miraculous signs that he wrote about in order that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we might have life in his name. That life is given to us through the ministry of God's Word and sacraments. In today's Holy Gospel reading, St. John the Evangelist tells us about John the Baptizer's being sent and bearing witness so that all people might believe through him. Similarly, God sends his servants today so that we might believe through them, through the things that they do that we hear and see. We become children of God who are born not of human blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We are born from above, of water and the Spirit in holy baptism, which under normal circumstances is necessary for salvation. When we confess to our pastors the sins that we know and feel in our hearts, the sins that particularly trouble us, they as called and ordained servants of Christ, and by his authority, absolve us. And so baptized and absolved, they admit us to the sacrament of the altar, where bread is the body of Christ given for us, and wine is the blood of Christ shed for us, which under normal circumstances also is in some sense necessary for salvation. The same flesh and blood of Jesus that laid in the manger and hung on the cross is now present on the altar, distributed by the pastor and received by the communicants for us to eat and to drink. Where Jesus is present, there is his glory. How counterintuitive. Humble means are glorious. As we heard in today's Old Testament reading, the humble messengers themselves are in some sense glorious because of the good news that they bring is so great. The watchmen sing for joy, and those who receive the good news with repentance and faith also break forth into singing because the Lord has comforted his people and has redeemed Jerusalem. As we recall in the singing of the Gloria, God's peace with sinners on earth leads to glory in the highest. As we recall in the singing of the Nunc Dimittis, St. Simeon called Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to God's people, Israel. We all play our own part in reflecting that light and glory into the world around us. And the glory that the Word had before the world existed, Jesus prayed the Father that we will one day see with our own eyes when we are with him for eternity. The greatest glory of Christmas is not chiefly lights or other decorations in the yard or outside or inside the house. The greatest glory of Christmas is not chiefly presents either under the tree or in stockings, or food on the table, or family gathered around to open the presents and eat the food. The greatest glory of Christmas is not chiefly an elaborately decorated church, four-part harmony singing faithful hymns, and brass instruments producing their tunes, and even a rhetorically polished sermon. While all of those things can add to our experience on Christmas Day, they are not the essence of the holy day. Rather, the greatest glory of Christmas is the Son of God born for you in a humble manger. Crucified on a humiliating cross and freely given to you for the forgiveness of your sins, in humble water, touch, and bread and wine. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. O thou great and glorious Redeemer, who art wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, we praise thee. We bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Lamb of God, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God of God, Light of Lights, very God of very God, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God with us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. But chiefly at this time we adore thee for leaving the glory which thou hadst with the Father before the world began. We know thy grace, O Lord Jesus Christ, that though thou wast rich, yet for our sake thou didst become poor, that we through thy poverty might become rich. We beseech thee, by the mystery of thy holy incarnation and nativity, good Lord, deliver us. Thou who didst come that we might have life and wast called Jesus that thou mightest save thy people from their sins, be gracious unto us and save us. And grant that we, being born from above and made the children of God by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, and follow the steps of thy most holy life, ever remembering that thou gavest thyself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto thyself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Let the glad tidings which we commemorate this day be made known to all people. May the root which hath sprung out of Jesse send forth branches on the right hand and on the left. And as at thy first coming thou didst send thy messengers to announce thine advent and to prepare thy way before thee, we beseech thee to grant that the ministers and stewards of thy mysteries may likewise so prepare and make ready thy way by turning the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, that at thy final coming to judge the world we may be found an acceptable people in thy sight. For thou livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Thank you.
midst of you, O Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said,
Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, our only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, You lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away sin of the world, grant us peace.
This is the body of Christ given for you. Amen. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace. Amen.
One thing?
I guess so. I'm going to try it. Somebody may have to stand in the middle.
Somebody who doesn't want to kneel.
Yes, perhaps so. Or perhaps the last person they want to know. Okay. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
This is the body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
This true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We'll sing the last of the three distributions, 624. We'll get back here.
Let us pray.
O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Given the privilege of being martyred.
Any other announcements? All right, so look forward to greeting you all.